Take RFM Dunedin with you wherever you go, with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This programme was first broadcast on RFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
A very good afternoon and welcome to Lung Talk, brought to you by Esma Otago, and a very good afternoon to you, Murray.
Good afternoon, Russell. Well, today, hopefully, we're going to be talking with Jordana White from the Cozy Homes Trust. She did tell me that she would be running a wee bit late, but I thought, well, we can sort of fill in until she gets here. But every year, around this time of the year, especially with winter coming on, with Esma Otago, they push for healthy homes, anything that we can do to keep ourselves warm, basically to keep ourselves out of hospital as well, with less lung infections and things like that. So this is one of the reasons why we go back and do a repeat on different people that we have. So seemingly there's quite a few different or new things coming out with the Cozy Homes. That's for grants and all that sort of thing. So, Jordana's just turned up now, which is, so Jordana, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me back.
That's not a problem. I've just been explaining how this time of year we normally try and keep up, with everything. So I'll let you take over from there. Anything new? I just mentioned about the Cozy Homes and, how Esma Otago tries to keep everyone,
that's right,
healthy, and that sort of thing.
Especially this time of year, I imagine there are a lot of people that felt the chill last night. It was 7 degrees when I woke up this morning, so I think it's very timely.
Yeah, me included. I thought, wow. I even lit the fire for a bit.
Yeah, yep. So I'm going to, you know that I always do this to the two of you, but I'm just going to give you a quick pop quiz and ask you when the last time you cleaned your heat pump filter was. Go on.
Russell, I'll let you.
That was about 3 weeks ago, actually.
Not bad, not bad. Okay, perfect. And how about for you? Do you even have a heat pump?
No, I think last night was probably the first time that I put it on, just for in the bedrooms.
Yep.
But offhand, no, we've had it going, but we've had it reversed. So it's blowing the cold air.
Well, it's still using the filter, so it is a good timely reminder that feeling that chill in the air, that definitely check out that filter and the heat pump. Give it a vacuum. Give it a wash if it needs it, so that you're operating the most efficiently as that chill comes on. So good reminder. Just go ahead, listeners. Go check your heat pump filter.
Just as a reminder for that, while you're on that, if anyone wants to go onto Google or even onto YouTube and have a look at the heat pump cleaning, how they clean them out. Well, I did that and I was horrified. I honestly couldn't believe the stuff that came out of there. And anyhow, I rang up the guy to come out and clean ours out. So hence he came out, cleaned it out, took all the covers off it, put the big bag underneath it, and I thought to myself, I'm going to see all sorts of stuff coming out of here. Well, I was quite surprised, and I couldn't believe it, and I thought, well, maybe it was a jack-up on YouTube. I'm not sure. But there was a little bit of stuff come out of it.
Yeah, you don't want to be breathing that in, so don't make your filter work harder than it needs to.
Oh, no, I realise that, but it was just that I thought I was going to see something real drastic on it, but no. But I normally clean it out probably about once a month or... But it's probably even more than that.
Good.
But it's just because it's so easy to do.
That's right. Great. Yeah. Thank you, Gold Star, for that. It is easy to do, and everybody should be doing it regularly. So I have a couple of updates for you on things that are happening out in the Cozy Homes, Healthy Homes space, and I think that your listeners would appreciate hearing about. So the Warmer Kiwi Homes program is the subsidized insulation program that we have mentioned before the last couple of times I was on. But I'm just going to quickly run through the criteria again so people, if they're hearing about it for the first time, they know if they're eligible or not. So there's two parts to this program. The first part is the one that we know about, which is insulation. So that is, it's a subsidy program through the central government and some local third-party funders. And it's if you're eligible, you can get ceiling and underfloor insulation for your home. The eligibility criteria are if you own and occupy the home, so you're the owner-occupier, and your house was built before 2008, and you have a community services card, you're eligible for free ceiling and underfloor insulation in Otago. Now, there's also another way to qualify if you don't have that community services card, and that is if you're an owner-occupier and your house was built before 2008, and you live in one of the government's approved zones for this program, you can get the free ceiling and underfloor insulation regardless of your income. And the way you find out if you live in one of those zones is by going to energywise.govt.nz. That's energywise.govt.nz. And there's a little tool there that you can punch in your address, and it'll tell you if you live in one of the zones. So even if you don't have that community services card, but you live in one of those zones, you can get the free ceiling and underfloor insulation. And it does not matter where you live if you have the community services card. You would qualify. So you don't have to live in the zone if you have a community services card. Now, the second part of the program is new, and that's what I really want to tell you about. And that is a heating appliance subsidy that's coming in. So we now have a subsidy for heat pumps, wood burners, pellet fires, and ultra-low emission burners, which is essentially a wood burner, but very, very, very efficient. So that is the same eligibility criteria for the heating appliance as it is for the insulation. So again, owner-occupied home built before 2008, either where the homeowner has a community services card or if you live in one of those zones.
Right.
Yep. Okay, so people, again, can use that tool at energywise.govt.nz. And the subsidy there is the government's going to pick up the cost 67% of the cost of one of those heating appliances with a cap of $2,500 plus GST. So the government's going to pick up to $2,500 plus GST of that heating appliance.
It's quite a good...
Yeah.
Quite a good scheme there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. And you can, and in fact are, encouraged to double dip in this program. So if you've gotten insulation through Warmer Kiwi Homes and go, oh no, I've already used it, don't worry about it. You can come back and get a heating appliance subsidy as well. So we really encourage people, if you need insulation and you qualify for this program, then have a look into the heating appliance subsidy as well. And if you think, oh, I need to replace my heat pump, but you qualify for the program, but your insulation is a little old or it needs a top up, you can get the insulation through this program as well at the same time. So there's no reason to hold back. Don't be afraid. Feel like you've used up your ticket. There's two tickets to this program. We want everybody who's eligible to use it if they can.
So it's easier to find out, and you know, and then get a no for one and a yes for the other. And
well, if you're a yes for one, you're a yes for the other.
Oh, both? They
yeah, qualify? Yep. So oh. If you qualify for the insulation, you qualify for the heating appliance as well. Yeah. Okay. So the heating appliance, they've set the eligibility criteria. They've given us an idea of how much they're paying, but it doesn't start until the 1st of July. It's just a really good idea to check to see if you're eligible for it now, so you can start to think about if there's a balance to the cost of what you're interested in installing, then you can start thinking about how you want to pay for that. But the tool to check your eligibility is already available at energywise.govt.nz.
Well, that sounds pretty good. Mm. So with that, we'll take a short break.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'm falling. In all the good times, I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? so hardcore. I'm falling. In all the good times, I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times, I fear myself. I'm off the deep end.
There we heard Shallow from the film A Star Is Born.
You're listening to Lung Talk, presented by Asthma Otago, supporting people with asthma and breathing problems.
The thing is, we're covering everything for keeping everyone warm over winter. So there's a lot of things that we've talked about last year, year before, and the year before, but we're talking about this year again. So, Jordana, keeping everyone warm, keep the house. The house is healthy and warm.
It's funny how winter comes around every year, and we have to talk about this every year, but I'll be back next year too, I think.
Yeah, I guarantee it.
Yep. So, we had talked a bit about ahead of winter, ahead of now that the weather's getting cooler, cleaning out your heat pump filter. And I think another good thing to do this time of year is to just have a look around your house to see if you, particularly on your windowsills, if you have aluminium joinery, and especially to see if you have any little mold growth, any little sneaky mold growth happening in the windowsills. I know at my house I have to go and check that little gutter at the bottom of my aluminium joinery to see if there's anything growing. And if you do, and even if you don't, the nice preventive measure is to take your mixture of 70% white vinegar, 30% water, give the windowsills a spray, let it sit for a few minutes, and then scrub those windowsills. Give them a good scrub, especially if you see any little mold growth. But even if you don't, this will help prevent it from growing across the winter season. If you have single glazed windows, which probably most of us do, including myself, you get condensation on the windows in the winter, and that promotes mold growth in those sills. The water drips down, collects in the sill, and then mold can grow. So it's just a quick preventive measure ahead of winter that vinegar treatment does help it keep the mold at bay. So it's a good thing to be doing regularly. You might as well get started before winter really begins. So just a quick tip
there. Get into
there.
The practice of it.
That's right. Yep, exactly. Yeah. I woke up this morning, and I was very sad to see condensation on my windows. It's sort of the mark of the changing of the seasons for me. I grumbled, but I wiped it down.
Yeah.
We need to be doing that every day. If you wake up, open the curtains, see, yep, there's that telltale condensation. Wipe it up with a cloth. Hang the cloth outside to dry. It's a real pain. Everybody hates that piece of advice because it's not enjoyable, but if you make it part of your morning routine, it's not so bad.
Never have that problem. Mind you, I've got double glazing, but...
Yes, lucky you.
Well, yeah, sometimes. Summer, it's murder.
Mm.
Very hot.
Yeah, so we talked quite a bit about curtains the last time and that I was here, and now that it has been about a year, so we should just mention that again. Curtains are insulation for your windows. I want everybody to start thinking of curtains as being insulation for their windows. Just have a look. If your curtains, are they single layer? Are they double layer? You know, we wouldn't walk outside when it's -5 in a t-shirt, right? We would layer up. And it's the same thing for your windows. That's exactly what curtains are. So the more layers you have, the better protection against the cold. So you want at least double layers on those curtains. And one tip that I have too is if you have pencil pleat curtains where you can hook a lining onto the back of the curtains, you can just add a layer. That's pretty easy. And it doesn't have to be a magical layer. It could be another set of curtains that you get at the op shop, as long as it's a second layer of curtains, a second layer of fabric. You get a lot more performance out of it. So everybody should be an investigator today. Go around, have a look at your curtains, see if they're one layer or two. And if it's just one layer, investigate the possibilities of adding a second.
Check them for drafts and bits.
Yep, it's a good time of year to do that. See where you're feeling the breeze come in and see if you can shore up the curtaining.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The other thing you mentioned, one of the times we were talking about it, and that was on the, we're talking about the pelmets, remember?
Yes, the magical pelmets.
Yeah.
Yes. So pelmets are not just decorative. They are, in fact, functional. So that is the board or the box or the piece of wood that sits at the top of your window, covers the curtain rack, basically, the curtain track, rather. And that is that the purpose of that is not just to cover your curtain track, which is what I thought it was the first time I saw one, but it is, in fact, to stop airflow. So it stops your warm air that you've spent all your hard-earned money heating, stops it from getting sucked between the curtain and the window and going out the window. So it's if you have pelmets, by all means, keep them. And if you don't, you don't need to run out and get pelmets. You can just cut a piece of cardboard or a piece of balsa wood and slide that between the curtain track and the wall up at the top, so just to prevent that airflow. You could also roll up a towel or a sheet or anything and lay it across the top just to stop that airflow, and it helps stop those drafts. And it does make a pretty good difference, pretty big difference. And I also want to put in a plug for a service here in Dunedin, and I apologize for your listeners who are outside of Dunedin City because we're not quite there yet elsewhere in the region, but in Dunedin City there's an eco-design advisor here at Council. So the eco-design advisor is a lovely woman named Lisa. She's very, very an expert. She's got a high level of technical knowledge in home performance. She knows all about how homes perform and all about energy efficiency and all of the little tips and tricks that we talk about here once a year. So she can actually come out to your home and have a consultation with you for 1 to 2 hours about how to make your house warmer, about how to make it healthier, about how to reduce your energy bills. And it's a free service from the council. So it doesn't cost you anything. And it can be for homeowners or it can be for renters. It's based on people paying rates, excuse me. So somebody's paying rates on the house that you're renting. So it's totally fine for you to access the service as a renter as well. So all you do is you call up the council's customer service office, which is 03-477-4000, and you ask them to make an appointment with the Eco Design Advisor. And they'll schedule you a time for Lisa to come out, walk through your house with you, and talk about ways that you can improve the health, warmth, and energy efficiency of your home. So please take advantage of this service. It's really, I can offer general information, but it's really difficult for me to offer tailored information to everybody's home. So every house is different. It's set up different. It functions differently. But Lisa can give you that tailored advice. So highly recommend that service.
All right. Now, the other thing that we've got here, too, is the curtain bank.
Yes.
Which we've had them talking here as well. So that is another thing that we can, everyone can look at.
Yep, that's right. Curtain Bank is a fantastic resource, and they have also added a new service. So their new service is around adding lining to pre-existing curtains. So if you have curtains that you like and you've paid for, but you've just walked around your house and investigated your curtains, as I've asked you to do, and you found out that, actually, the lounge only has single layer curtains, and you don't have a community services card, which is one of the criteria for the curtain bank's free service, you can go bring your curtains to the curtain bank and pay to have them lined with that second layer of fabric, and it's quite a reasonable cost. So they'll give you an estimate. Obviously, it will change depending on the size of your curtains, but certainly a lot cheaper than going to a commercial place and getting, you know, curtains can be quite dear. So this is a much more reasonable service, and it helps support the curtain bank, which is just a great resource in the community. So hopefully we can all support curtain bank.
Okay, and with that, we'll take another short break.
Letters on the sky, burning in your eyes. You look at me, babe, I wanna catch on fire. It's buried in my soul, like California gold. You found the light in me that I couldn't find. So when I'm all choked up but I can't find the words, every time we say goodbye, baby, it hurts. When the sun goes down and the band won't play, I'll always remember us this way. Lovers in the night, though it's trying to ride. We don't know how to rhyme, but damn, we try. But all I really know, you're where I wanna go. The part of me that you will never die. So when I'm all choked up but I can't find the words, every time we say goodbye, baby, it hurts. When the sun goes down and the band won't play, I'll always remember us this way. Oh yeah, I don't wanna be just a memory, baby.
We'll just leave the music of A Star Is Born and go back and enjoy Murray and Joanna White.
Right, we've just had a wee bit of a discussion and we're going to talk on downlights now, Joanna.
So I just want to offer a quick tip about downlights. Many of us do have downlight styles in our houses. And I would suggest that if you do have downlights in your home and you are able to pop up into your roof cavity, into your attic, to see if those downlights are the old style, which could not be legally covered with insulation. So the old style downlights, there's a fire hazard issue if you cover them with insulation. So a lot of us unknowingly will actually have big gaps in our insulation because of those downlights, a big hole in the insulation. And what that means, of course, is that it's not performing as effectively as it could be. And it's actually a fairly simple, straightforward process to change out the downlights to a more modern version that is allowed and is safe to be covered with insulation. And it's a great opportunity also if you don't have LED downlights to swap out to the new style that both can be covered by insulation and are LED, so they're much more energy efficient. And there's a new kind of downlight that's called IC4 rated, which is not only can be covered with insulation, but is designed so that there's no airflow between your heated room space and the roof cavity. So you're not leaking warm air up into that roof cavity. So we've just done that at our house. We've swapped out our own old downlights for LED downlights, and we've patched up our insulation so that we don't have any holes. So I would ask you to investigate that also.
Right. Okay, well, I think that brings it to a close there. But, yeah, it's been very, very educational for me.
Very interesting, actually.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
You are more than welcome, Jordana.
Well, you've been listening to Lung Talk, presented by Asthma Otago. And if you want more information from Asthma Otago, the community educator Joe Torrance can be contacted at Dunedin Community House, 283 Moray Place, Dunedin, or during business hours on 471 6167.
Take ORFM Dunedin with you wherever you go, with podcasts and live streaming of premier local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This program was first broadcast on ORFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.